What are you using AI for? Would you be willing to use AI to replace phone calls to your parents? That's a new service that is available for people. You can get this service called In Touch. It's designed to assist individuals who may not have the time or inclination to regularly call their elderly parents. I hate this.
I love it.
One of my favorite parts of my week is on the weekend whenever I call my parents and then I call my grandparents. And I would never use it myself. And I understand nobody has to use this.
Right.
So even if this was readily available for everybody to use, it's not like I would have to use it. But I'm really scared that this could go horribly wrong. What do you think about it, Allison?
I think it's fantastic. I mean, it could go horribly wrong. I would hate that. But I do think that, you know, I'm thinking of the person who it's like they have, you know, a relationship that they want to continue with their family, but they are at a point in their life where they're burnt out. Like, mm-hmm. life is hard. Bills are coming. Kids are busy. And maybe they have a parent who is maybe like in a elderly care facility, is feeling a little lonely, wants that attention, and they want to be able to give their parent that attention, but they are literally going to push themselves over the edge if they even make 1 minute to make that phone call. This way they can do it all. They can keep all the plates spinning, and I'm so excited for that.
So let me tell you what all this In Touch service does. It'll place AI-generated phone calls to your parents, engaging them in conversations about their days, hobbies, and feelings, and then after each phone call, the AI provides you with a summary of what you guys talked about, and even uses things like it tries to show a visual indicator of the parent's mood, whether they're in a bad mood or a neutral mood.
Oh, no. So, okay, the person that I'm thinking of most with this is my grandmother. When she did get into the point where she was living at like an assisted living place,
yeah,
she was miserable there. She was very lonely. She got excited every time she got something in the mail, even if it was just something from QVC because she bought from there all the time. So like, I would love knowing that she could get those phone calls all the time. She could know that she was being checked in on. Now, she would also probably hate that it was AI, but at least it would be something.
Well, what if she didn't know?
And if she didn't know, then she'd be so happy. And that's we ever wanted for her.
The way you explained that, that actually does make a lot of sense. I just felt kind of bad that people are like, I don't want to talk to my parents or grandparents. Somebody else do it for me. I don't know.
You're seeing the negative.
And also, there is a very negative part of this because, like, my grandparents have gotten calls from quote unquote me, but not me. Just somebody saying, hey, I'm your grandson, Adam, and I'm in jail. Please wire me $1,000 to get out.
Yes, valid.
Like, that is a concern of mine.